Love more, not less, she had told me. I couldn't agree more, I had replied. We were talking about different things. I meant us. She meant... Here was how it happened. I let her down in irreparable ways. In return, she showed me something about this world that I didn't want to see. It was the problem I couldn't face, but later she couldn't either. In a city of 8 million people, we should never have met. I was in the process of moving on in a few ways. She was a reason to remain here, to keep trying. Only she wanted me to believe her. I wanted her to believe in me, but were either possible? Where do you go when nothing is really possible anymore? What do you do? It doesn't begin with her, but with Paul. She and I would have stayed strangers if not for him. No, without the everyday disaster that Paul invited me into, I wouldn't have found the idea that broke my routine. The last-ditch effort that liberated me, betrayed me, and sent me one late New York winter to the depths and heights. Paul called me with a little problem. It was a Wednesday morning many years ago. A few years before WWW and email would connect an unemployed person sitting in an apartment to the greater world. In 1995, a ringing telephone I picked up eagerly. I kept my voice calm while agreeing to come down to Paul's office as soon as possible. I couldn't believe my luck. I would make money this week. We had the misfortune, some might say, of filming television commercials for a living. The reply one might give, they were more fun to make than to watch. In this case, the process was, in Paul's words, a nightmare. For a TV commercial shooting next week, early, Paul found himself without a critical element, the location. The ad script called for an upscale restaurant. It was gone. His staff forgot to confirm the place, forgot to send a check, some error that was frustratingly preventable. Production work was inherently expensive. Without a new location being found quickly, the project would be postponed at great cost to Paul's company. Before Paul could finish explaining, I picked up the desk phone, the primary instrument of a commercial producer. I made calls to city restaurants on an industry locations list and to others that weren't. I scouted the finalists in person, hopping every train system in the tri-state area. Soon it was Friday, deadline day. Paul stood in a familiar spot beside the cubicle he had parked me in on Wednesday. We were about to have this conversation again. I shuddered.